Burden, Tacoma Park, Maryland, May 28, 1905. Dear Brother Burden, when you wrote to me about the advisability of purchasing the property known as Loma Linda, I did not consult with anyone because I thought this would hinder us, and I believed that we could carry the matter forward without putting the burden on the conference. We do not desire to bring perplexity upon the conference regarding this matter. Be assured, my brother, that I never advance anything unless I have a decided impression that it should be carried out, and unless I am firmly resolved to assist. I am glad that means is in sight to make the first payment on the place, for we ought to have it. I do not know just where to look for the rest of the money needed. I have asked Brother Washburn to let me know of anyone who would be willing to lend me some money without interest. He thinks that I could get means on these terms. We will appropriate the proceeds of the sale of a certain number of copies of Ministry of Healing toward the purchase of this property. The book will soon be on the market. By all means, secure the property, if you can, for I believe it to be the very place the Lord desires us to have. We do not desire to burden the conference. We can, as a company, raise the required sum, I believe. I hope that we shall see you soon, and then we can talk these matters over. We shall have to stay here for a week after the meetings close, because Willie has some committee work to do. Since coming to the conference, I have spoken 9 times. Up to today, I had not made any call for means. At the close of my talk this afternoon, I called for a contribution for the work among the colored people of the Southern Field. $128 was raised. I was much pleased. When I left my tent, it looked as if I would not be able to get to my room. There were so many who wanted to speak to me. Edson was present, and he felt very grateful for the donation. We had a large, profitable meeting on Sabbath. The tent was filled, and a number of people stood on the outside. This afternoon, I spoke to a large company. This is a beautiful place, and I am glad that the school is established here. A sanitarium must be erected, and we hope that this can be done soon. Then there is the publishing house to be built, but we hope that after both the school and the sanitarium have been completed, there will be something left for the publishing house.